You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now let's turn to the world of comics. The success of the movies Black Panther and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse has a lot of people talking about diversity in the comics industry. And here in the Bay Area, we've got Oakland cartoonist and educator Brina Nunez-Peralta. She draws about the Afro-Latinx diaspora and queer people of color, and her art is inspired by her own experiences of not fitting in. She sketches it all out with KALW's Janae Darden.
You tackle a lot of areas in your cartoons, again, about queer people of color, self-love, and just that social awkwardness of fitting in, being Afro-Latinx. Why were comics such a powerful art form when it comes to addressing these things?
Let's see. I think for me, like looking back at my youth, too, I wasn't very communicative. So the only way I was able to, like, learn about, I want to say, just, like, the world around me was through, like, these pictures. And for me, like, the significance of addressing, like, the intersectionalities of, like, identity, especially as, like, a person of color who comes from a migrant family and being from the Bay Area, too, I always feel like this is, like, what the U.S. looks like to me. And unfortunately, everybody outside of the country has, like, a different perspective on what it is to be, like, of, like, this nation. And we don't really get to, again, see that we are, like, a people of, like, various, like, histories. And what do we do to also survive? And for me, to survive is to, like, write positive affirmations about Afro-Latinx beauty and being gentle with yourself, especially if you do identify as a queer person of color.
What were the comics that influenced you early on? I read that your mom, she really liked comics.
Yeah. She migrated here from Guatemala to the Mission District with my family. And she told me that some of the comics that helped her with her English were Archie comics. And for me, I was always, like, gravitated towards Garfield the Cat comic strips.
Oh, yeah. I like Garfield and I like Archie, so.
But yeah.
But Garfield's, funny.
Yeah. I just always liked talking animal comic books. I also read some of, like, Charles Schulz's Peanuts and, I want to say, Sonic the Hedgehog, too. I was really influenced by my brother's taste.
Okay.
Yeah, and, yeah, I just always had, like, an affinity with talking animal people comics.
We know there's not a lot of diversity in the comic industry. Did you ever find comics that represented you growing up?
Not for a really long time, not in my youth. For a long time, I've mostly collected comic books by, like, white male creators. Those were, like, the most accessible, like, authors at the time. But in college, I went to SF State, and I first learned about Love and Rockets by Jaime Hernandez and his brother Gilbert Hernandez. They're, like, brothers from Southern California, and it was, like, the very first time I felt very seen in a comic book. A lot of brown characters, different characters that also, like, were of very, like, various ethnicities, and queerness was also, like, a part of their journey too. So that was, like, the one title that really influenced, like, my life goal in the comics world.
You know, it's interesting because I have a cousin and he's 11 and he's a black boy, and I was looking for Christmas for books for him to buy, and I noticed the books his age, they were all, like, Ray Ray got shot, and, you know, it was all, and it was like, you know, Tyrone's mama died, and I was just like, okay, like, where's the black boy joy, you know, books,
exactly.
You know, like, you know, our lives are not all trauma, and I've even heard authors say that sometimes they've had a hard time getting published when they pitch books that aren't necessarily, these authors of color, when they pitch books that aren't about trauma.
Yeah, I believe that. It's like this weird, like, voyeuristic need to see what it feels like to be a person of color, like, struggling in the U.S.
We've talked about what you know, what your comics are about. Which is interesting is that you're in your comics. Like, you are, like, you draw yourself. And, like,
I've always been kind of comfortable drawing myself, and I use myself as, like, a model, if anything. It's just fun. I like to use myself and experiment, like, in using myself as as a tool to experiment with like other drawing styles.
Because you share so much personal stories in your work. So when you tell kids personal stories of your work and your passion for cartoons, mm-hmm. so they may not be open to going to the bookstores, the comic book stores, but how are they receptive of you when you share your personal story?
They're really impressed by like the work itself, and they'll always ask me like, how did you do that? Like, what are these blue lines? Like, what is that for, Ms. Brina? And it's definitely a huge ego boost when you're a cartoonist and you're teaching comics to youth, since I think a lot of us happen to be very insecure, like self-critical.
What kind of comfort and connection do you hope others in the same boat as you, your readers, your followers, can get from your comics?
I hope that readers feel comfortable with the discomfort of not fitting in into whatever it looks like to be Salvadoran or whatever it looks like to be like Guatemalan, etc. Because I belong to two different cultures, I sometimes don't always feel like I am more so this and more mm-hmm. so that. So I hope people feel like they feel less alone in those types of like scenarios, those like moments of insecurity, but to also like relish in the joy of like being an outlier too, because that just makes you even more special as a person. I feel like there's been a really beautiful movement that's been happening here in the Bay Area, mostly with folks of color. It's like the very first time I feel like I'm with a chosen family that's unconditionally supporting each other.
So do you have any future dreams for your art, or do you feel like you're living your dream?
I feel like it's happening. I just want to keep creating more comics.
That was Oakland cartoonist Brina Nunez-Peralta speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. And you can keep up with more events like that from around the Bay Area. Just subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Go do it at KALW.org and click Cross Currents.